foreign diplomats residing in Angola congratulated Angolans for the celebration of the 50th independence anniversary. UK Ambassador to Angola Bharat Joshi said to be proud to celebrate this date with Angola and Angolans.
I'm really proud. I'm really proud to celebrate with Angola and with Angolans a really important moment in the country's history, which reflects, you know, such a deep level of progress facing some incredible challenges. So to be standing here, having been through what this country has been through, this event demonstrates the resilience, the fortitude of the Angolan people. And we're glad to have been a part of supporting that, you know, through support for infrastructure, through support for good quality jobs. So I'm just really proud to be here celebrating this moment.
The British diplomat also reported that the relations between the countries is very strong.
Very strong. The UK is now the largest creditor to Angola. We've overtaken China. We're supporting critical infrastructure projects through things like UK Export Finance. We had a big delegation here for the Infrastructure Summit to see how we can help with the next phase of Angola's growth. And Shell, the UK company, signed a big contract on Monday as to come in as an operator in a number of licenses. So I feel as if the relationship is just going from strength to strength.
In his turn, Canada Ambassador to Angola, Anderson Blank, claimed to be pleased to take part in the celebration of the 50th independence anniversary over Angola.
And I am pleased to be here today to participate in the 50th anniversary of independence of Angola. We have to know the resilience of the Angolan people and the progress made today. We know the road ahead is not going to be easy, and Canada is really proud to be a partner, an equal friend of Angola.
The Canadian diplomat added that Angola opened its consulate in Toronto in this year, that the country is celebrating 50 years.
This is something very important to our heart. We're proud that Angola opened its consulate in Toronto this year, and we're exploring the possibility of doing something similar here as well, because the relationship is strengthening and we want to continue on building on this relationship together for a better future for our populations. I think a presence is being explored, and I will tell His Excellency the President first before I announce anything publicly.
That was Canadian Ambassador to Angola, Anderson Blank, making reference to Independence Day.